You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Chicago Bears will need rookie cornerback Jalen Johnson to learn quickly after Artie Burns tore his ACL. Welcome into the Locked On Bears podcast, brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order. I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I cover the Chicago Bears for BearsWire. I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Today, we will bring you the latest on the big injury in the cornerback competition and what this means for both Jalen Johnson and Kevin Tolliver looking to fill that starting role. We'll then turn our attention to the rave reviews we're hearing thus far about Jimmy Graham and hear Matt Nagy's perspective on what the veteran tight end brings to this offense. And then we'll wrap up with a look at Bilal Nichols, starting to fill in more at nose tackle and what he's seeing from this Bears defense without Eddie Goldman. Soft tissue injuries are racking up across the NFL over these first few days of padded practice with a little bit more contact at training camp for these teams that haven't practiced in this way really since the 2019 season was over. On Monday, we had seen a number of guys across the league go down with significant injuries. Again, a lot of these sort of soft tissue. Gerald McCoy, the defensive lineman, ruptured his quad. Jalen Hurd tore his ACL. Cornerback Trey Waynes, torn pec. Defensive lineman Javon Hargrave, pec strain. A lot of these different sort of non-contact soft tissue injuries that were racking up all around. And the Bears were not spared on Tuesday with cornerback Artie Burns going down with a knee injury and reported not long afterward by ESPN's Adam Schefter that it is officially a torn ACL that will, of course, end Artie Burns' season before it started. He was only brought in on a one-year veteran minimum deal anyway, so it wasn't as though he was guaranteed anything in this Bears cornerback competition, but he was the guy who got the first reps with the first team on Monday. Nagy had kind of already said that somebody has to go first, so Burns got the first look, but it was going to be a more clear rotation between he and Kevin Tolliver in that spot, and it was going to take some more time for the rookie second-round pick, Jalen Johnson, to get up to speed enough to be right in that same mix. But all of a sudden, the pressure really is on Johnson. As much as many people want to see Kevin Tolliver have success, and there's a lot to like about Kevin Tolliver, I don't think the plan was ever to have Kevin Tolliver be your week one and every game starting cornerback. It sends a message when the team signs a free agent and uses a second round pick at the same position as Kevin Tolliver, but they also can feel like his experience in this defense is enough that he can be relied on in a pinch, like we've seen over the last two seasons. But it is important to keep in mind just relatively how little Kevin Tolliver actually has played. So last season, it was the last four games of the year where he actually made any noticeable impact on defense. It was 175 snaps, which is not nothing, but it was really only that four-game stretch. And then during his rookie season, it was a total of 136 snaps, mostly week three, week four, week six, week nine, and then again in week 17, kind of filling in injury duties. And that was as a legitimate rookie undrafted out of LSU, so maybe in a little bit more over his head then than we see now. But clearly they want Jalen Johnson to start. It's just a matter of when Jalen Johnson will be ready, and all of a sudden they don't have as much room to be patient. That's not to say they're going to just completely force him through, but between Burns and Tolliver, they felt like, okay, one of those guys can hold down the starting job for sure until Johnson is ready to go. And now they're going to need Johnson to be ready to go soon. Johnson came out of the draft and into the NFL as a fairly pro-ready prospect, especially for a second-round pick and compared to some of the other guys that were available in that draft range. We know he is a guy who can do a little bit of everything in coverage, a guy who can be physical and handle route runners that are going to try and beat him off the snap, that are going to try and shake him downfield. You'll see him get grabby occasionally. I mean, he is not a flawless prospect. He lasted to the second round for a reason, but we talked a lot around the draft about how much we liked Jalen Johnson and how valuable of a pick that is for a guy who plays like a first-round talent, and for the Bears to be able to get him as late as they did in the second sets them up for a successful pick there. It's not always going to be pretty, and maybe it won't even be week one. I mean, maybe Kevin Tolliver still will be the guy that they start off with, and perhaps it can be Kevin Tolliver's job to lose at that point, and if he can keep playing well, he can keep holding down the position. But I do think Burns' injury will have a slight ripple effect down the depth chart, opening up room for another player to make it. You know, that could be the difference between Kendall Vildor, the fifth-round pick, or maybe Duke Shelley or Steven Denmark, their late-round picks from last year. There likely wasn't room for all of them and Artie Burns on this depth chart, but maybe just maybe one of them gets an extra nod with the former first-round pick headed to injured reserve. Experience will definitely be lacking at the cornerback position, but that is no longer the case at tight end, where Jimmy Graham continues to be one of the talks of training camp thus far with everything he's been able to show off over the middle. We'll hear what's made Matt Nagy so impressed and some of the hidden value of bringing in Jimmy Graham next on Locked On Bears. Jimmy Graham is not the only new addition getting rave reviews right now. Our friends at Built Bar have introduced 6 new flavors of their delicious protein bars: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. And I cannot wait to try every single one because I loved the flavors they had before, and we sold them out. I was responsible for 3 or 4 of those orders and have been pounding through as many protein bars as I can because not only do they taste incredible, but they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. It gets you all the nutrient macros that you want and none of that extra garbage that you don't. Best of all, you can get $10 off your next order if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. Even if you already used that promo code LOCKEDON on a previous order of Built Bar, it is reset. And right now they're giving away free coolers with every purchase as well. So what are you waiting for? BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order. So far, it sounds like Jimmy Graham is exactly what Matt Nagy ordered for his tight end position. We knew from the start that the Bears were excited about the veteran. They went out and paid him probably more than they should have, more than the market demanded at the time, but they made him a priority and raved about him all offseason before they even got their hands on him. Nagy's been kind of gushing about how having somebody like this in their offense can be such a big difference maker for him and fulfill a lot of what they've been missing the last couple of years with injuries for Trey Burton and last season everybody just kind of gone at that position. But now we're finally sort of getting to see it at least a little bit to start now, and I'm really hesitant to get too over the top about, first of all, training camp highlight videos, but then also just even the plays that we do hear about and see, because it is practice, it is going up against teammates, it is, you know, certain one-on-one situations where Jimmy Graham is kind of built to be good in those spots, but then when you put him in an actual game situation where there's a full coverage and there's a full route concept and there's everything else going on in the play, and he has to, you know, separate from a true opponent, perhaps a higher quality opponent even, depending on who he's going up against one-on-one in at practice, it's not always going to be as easy and as impressive for Mr. Graham, and the last few seasons of tape have sort of backed that up. But Matt Nagy has made some good points now that Graham is in practice and seeing it all kind of come together. He's made some really good points about what Jimmy Graham offers, not exactly off the field per se, but what he offers beyond just his physical talents, but what he brings to the tight end room and the kind of impact he has on his teammates when he's not catching the ball.
Number one, I'll tell you this. He has a lot of experience, a lot of confidence, and he's a leader. He's a vocal leader. And I think that that's pretty good for this offensive unit right now for where we're at. We do have leaders on this team, but to have a guy that has played in this league for a long time and has had a lot of success, he's extremely motivated. He's extremely motivated to not only do well for himself, but to be able to help the rest of the players on this team. And so you take a guy like Cole Kmet as a young rookie coming in here, for Jimmy to be able to be a mentor and a leader in that room along with Demetrius Harris. You're feeling it in meetings, and now today you can feel it in the huddle. When things maybe don't go as well as expected to play before, he has that next play mentality that just permeates through the offense. And I think that's what you're going to see. You're going to feel energy from him. He's a fiery guy with a lot of passion. I absolutely love that. Not to mention he's 6'7" and has unbelievable ball skills.
I think that really helps explain a lot of what the Bears were attracted to with Graham, not just for his on-the-field performances, but to be able to be that mentor for Cole Kmet. Like, you can sort of envision, okay, when free agency is coming around, they go into this Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy thinking, okay, let's sign a veteran like Jimmy Graham to mentor a rookie tight end. Like, you know, they signed Jimmy Graham with the intention of drafting somebody like Cole Kmet, you know, later on. You can see how that might have been one of the underlying plans, but I think it's going even better than they might have expected from a practice energy standpoint. And I know the big standout on Tuesday was he and, I believe it was Deion Bush, got into a little scuffle after a play where Bush hit him a little harder than he was supposed to. Wasn't supposed to be a full tackling situation. And then they got heated, and it wasn't a bad thing. It turned out to kind of be a good thing that Matt Nagy liked the kind of motivation and juice that they were bringing.
Obviously, the tight ends jumped out to our eyes down there. There's some nice-sized tight ends that have some really good ball skills, and so it's a great challenge when our safeties are covering them, or linebackers, or if you put a deep, you know, a corner out there for that matter. But why go out there and just be dry and just play football and not have fun while you're doing it? And I think what you saw was a little bit of trash talk and a little bit of energy, a little bit of juice, a little bit of passion. And that's what we want. It's time that we get back to that. Be who you are. Jimmy Graham, as you saw down there, he throws a football 40 yards after practice. You know, it's just to help his teammates, get them going. It's to help his quarterback. It's to say thank you for the quarterback for throwing it to him. But then you see at the end too, Eddie Jackson jumps up there and says, you know what, give me some of that. Let me get him one-on-one. And he does a great job and wins that one-on-one battle. But what do you see? At the end of practice, you see all those guys mingling together, talking about different techniques. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? To make us a better football team. So we can't have enough of that. I want more of it. I appreciate their love of the game. And that's just not going to stop while we're doing this thing.
This is one of those aspects of football that's impossible to measure in any way. It's not quantifiable. So it's hard from, you know, like a football analysis standpoint, it's hard to talk about it, and it's hard to really include it properly because we don't know, it's not measurable. We can't put it within bounds of understanding how much of an impact that has. And we can't actually truly know exactly how much of an impact that it has. But clearly, you know, you talk to coaches in any situation, but especially now with this, with what Matt Nagy's saying, it's clearly beneficial, and it's clearly something that Jimmy Graham offers beyond just his ability to catch passes over the middle of the field that add value to him, and why they are able to or feel more comfortable with the value they placed in him in the contract. Like, you can't put a dollar amount, in the same way that you can't put a dollar amount on catches and touchdowns, you can't put a dollar amount on leadership, energy, locker room chemistry, team chemistry, and practice intensity, all those things that are very important toward the team having a successful 2020 season. But we have no way of being able to trace, okay, what amount of their success is due to that value, and how much did that value improve what the Bears were looking to do this season. But yet, just because we can't measure it and just because we can't directly connect it doesn't mean it's not there, and doesn't mean it's not helping this team in some way, shape, or form. And I think that ends up being a lot more of the motivation behind bringing in Jimmy Graham in the first place than we initially knew. Because we saw the other side of the spectrum last year with this Bears defense when that energy was lost by Trevathan and Hicks being injured. And again, not something that we can measure directly, but we did see the before and the after, and we know it was a factor. So now we're sort of wondering how this Bears defense is going to be affected by the loss of Eddie Goldman so far with his opt-out. But Bilal Nichols says he's ready and willing to take over the nose tackle spot. We'll hear about his familiarity with the position and the progress he's seeing on this Bears defense next on Locked On Bears. COVID-19 safety is still priority number one for these Bears players. And one of the best ways you can avoid exposure is to have your food delivered to you with DoorDash. Ordering is super easy. You just download the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door because they offer now contactless delivery drop-off settings. DoorDash has over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, so you can support your favorite local restaurants or choose from national chains like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code LOCKEDON. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order with the DoorDash app and the promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON, locked on for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. I've been keeping an eye on some of the discourse about Eddie Goldman and the Bears' nose tackle position, because I think when you hear and see people either, you know, tweet about it on Twitter or talk about it on other podcasts or whatever, I think how they talk about this nose tackle position can kind of clue you in as to who knows what they're talking about and who maybe doesn't quite know as much of what they're talking about. Because I think it's important to understand the nuance that comes with the nose tackle position in this Chicago Bears defense, that there is a difference between how valuable Eddie Goldman is as a talent and as a player compared to how valuable the nose tackle position is in this defense. And there's a distinction there that I think is being missed by quite a few people, just in the sense that the true nose tackle, the true idea of the nose tackle who lines up over the center and is square in the middle of the defense is a relatively small, or at least smaller, role than you might think. Like for Eddie Goldman, for example, last season he played 464 total snaps on defense. He had a couple of minor injuries along the way, and I believe he missed the last game of the year with a concussion. But out of all of those, 192 of those snaps came at a zero or one technique position, the true nose tackle spot, either directly over the center or at a slight shade to the center. And so the quick math on the calculator on my phone tells me that was 41.4% of Eddie Goldman's snaps last season came at a true nose tackle spot. About 200 over the course of the season is what the Bears need to replace. So that means the majority of the time, over half of the time, Eddie Goldman is not playing the true nose tackle position. He's lining up at more of that three technique spot over by the guard. Because when you think about it, in the modern NFL, the Bears and most defenses are not playing a lot of base defense. You know, it's about that 190, 200 snaps of base defense. But for the most part, they're getting in the nickel, the sub packages, the dime with extra defensive backs in there. And so you go into two defensive linemen and Goldman's not always, again, directly lining up at that true nose tackle spot. So he's lining up at the same spot Akeem Hicks plays the majority of the time and the same spot that Bilal Nichols plays the majority of the time. So it's not as though either of those guys has to go drastically out of position to fill the majority of what Eddie Goldman would do. And so again, this idea comes back to the Bears are going to miss Eddie Goldman because he is so talented, but it's not necessarily specifically because he is this better to suited to play this difficult position type thing. It's an opportunity that somebody like Bilal Nichols can slide over and take care of without it being that much different.
You know, Eddie G, he's a heck of a player. You know, he's a straight out monster. He's a guy I look up to along with Akeem. And you know, guys like that, you know, they're gonna be missed. But you know, I'm ready to step up. You know, I've trained hard. You know, I'm ready for this opportunity. I'm ready to just showcase what I can do, and you know, just put my best foot forward. As far as me playing nose, you know, I played nose a little bit last year, and then my rookie year. So you know, for me, it's you know, I'm used to it. It's not nothing I can't handle.
So between Bilal Nichols there and Akeem Hicks and John Jenkins coming off of the bench, the Bears have plenty of players that can occupy the nose tackle role on defense. That's not the issue with losing Eddie Goldman. The issue is losing a very talented defensive lineman who can occupy double team blocks at a high level and free up the linebackers behind him to come downhill and attack, or a guy who can penetrate and really sort of disrupt running plays at the line of scrimmage, not always getting the big tackle for loss, but forcing the running back to change his path, and again, allowing the linebackers and other players on the defense to make those plays. I mean, it's Eddie Goldman's consistency, but it's not inherently just, well, he's 320 pounds, and the Bears don't have very many other human beings quite that size. Yes, his size is and strength is an important part of what makes him very good, but again, it's not purely just the fact that it's the nose tackle position, because especially in this 3-4 scheme and in the modern NFL, all of these Bears defensive linemen do a little bit of everything. We've even seen Eddie Goldman line up out on the edge once or twice in some different looks that the Bears will throw at opposing teams. And so Goldman will be very much missed, but Bilal Nichols and Akeem Hicks and John Jenkins can easily fill the role that Goldman was playing, but they won't be able to fill the talent gap that is missing without Goldman there. I think that's partially why you haven't seen the Bears go out and sign a big nose tackle from somewhere else. You know, Damon Harrison, Timmy Jernigan, some of these other guys that have been floated around as free agents, because the Bears don't specifically need another specific nose tackle. They just need more defensive line talent. And I think they could feel like you can try and make up for Eddie Goldman's absence by just getting more out of the guys that you have. I mean, Eddie Goldman being gone means Khalil Mack needs to be better, means Akeem Hicks needs to be better, means Bilal Nichols needs to be better, means Robert Quinn needs to be better. It's not that they desperately need someone to be elite in the middle of that defense. It would be very nice to have, but John Jenkins and Bilal Nichols and Akeem Hicks can fill that role. They just all need to be better to make up for the talent that the defensive line lost. Not so much just this idea of a traditional nose tackle in air quotes. That's the type of nuance and analysis I try and bring every day here on the Locked On Bears podcast. So I hope you will subscribe on whatever app you use to listen to shows to keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. The training camp updates are coming fast and furious. It's hard to even fit them all into a show. I can't fit them all into each day's podcast, so we will have plenty more to get to as the rest of the week goes on. We'll have more updates on the quarterback competition as we get anything substantial in that direction. More updates on Cordarrelle Patterson's move to running back. More updates on the safety competition. There's a lot going on with this Bears team, and we only have 20, 25 minutes every day to talk about it, but I hope it helps you get through your week a little bit, keeps you informed so you're not missing out on anything going on with this Bears team. And you'll never miss an opportunity to bear down.